Someone to kiss. Someone
hello.
To be. My bad. I was watching Come to Bed.
Yeah. I look at you.
Yes. My brother Duke.
Yo.
Hi, Duke.
What's going on?
Yo, what's good?
How's everybody?
Oh, what's going on, y'all? Yo, we got a special thing tonight, y'all, but we're gonna kick it off like this. What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? How you doing? It's your main man, Tori and Terrell, aka Mr. Preppy Boy. And I got my family. I got my brother Duke.
Yo.
I got my little sis Toria.
Hi.
And we got a special guest with us tonight. My man, all the way from down under. Golden Era Records' very own K21.
What's good, Curry? How you doing?
What's going on, family? How you doing?
Welcome, really, welcome. Really good.
Thank you for having me. I've been anticipating this. You know what? This show is so special that we had to do our show a lot later than we usually do. So you know it's popping.
I noticed that. I saw it was 8 p.m. start, so thank you for waiting out for me. It's actually 12 o'clock midday over here, so thank you so much.
Oh, brother, it's all
no
love.
Worries.
It's no worries. It's all love, man. Yo, we're going to get into it, man. Any Given D-Day, man. What's good with the album? You know, who you got on it? Shoot, man. Let us know. What's good with it?
I just dropped an album at the beginning of the year, and yeah, it's called Any Given D-Day. It's out through Golden Era Records. It features Rhymefest, The Hilltop Hoods, Icus Millis, Mac Lethal, and a couple of other good names. So I released that one in January, and we did a follow-up EP 2 months later called D-Day No Tracks Left Behind, and that features another song with Rhymefest, Heems, and Lacutus as well from New York. So just been rolling out a bunch of new music this year. It's been really exciting so far. And I was really lucky to go to Chicago and do a bunch of stuff over there too, a couple of years ago.
You know what? I have to say this, Kate. My favorite joints off the album is Rider, of course, because Rhymefest, Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I love Issues, man. But, hey, with the song Issues, you ain't got no issues with nobody, right? No beefing, right?
Not really down here, man. I think people are pretty timid in Australia. We're all pretty laid back, so the hip hop scene doesn't want to beef with me, and it's all love.
You know,
that's what I like to hear.
That's what I like to hear
right there, man.
The hip hop scene out there in Australia is crazy, and you know, as I was researching everything, you know what I'm saying. Just like everybody in the 80s, you know, hip-hop was very prevalent for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I saw that it came, you know, like, came to y'all back in the same time it came to everybody else over here in the States and everything. How do you feel about where hip-hop is at right now in Australia?
I think, like, we sort of follow the trends of what goes on in the US, but there's a lot of people here that I think get onto those trends a little bit later. So the way that I see it, we're kind of like 10 to 15 years behind. Like, when I was getting into hip-hop in, like, 2002, 2003, and I was making a lot of songs, I found that the Australian scene was very reminiscent to, like, the 90s scene in America. Mm. Even, like, people making that kind of, like, boom-bap-inspired hip-hop, that stuck around for quite a long time here. So, I mean, like, Australian hip-hop is only really starting to, like, diversify and do a lot of real different things, which, you know, the US has seen for quite a long time now. But we're just starting to catch on to those trends. And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all an emulation from American hip-hop. So whatever we're inspired by, what the artists are inspired by, we'll kind of push that sound or what we like, and then the people react to it in that way. Does that kind of make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know what? I love it. You know what I'm saying? You said something, Duke? What were you about to say?
Yeah. I just wanted to know, well, I got a couple of questions, but I wanted to know what inspired you. Like, who, like, is there a group? Because your sound is real nostalgic. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, just like you said, like, it sounds 90-ish, but it also has like a, like, I don't know who does your beats, but they kind of blend it. They blend like the 90s and they mix a little bit of like the 2000s where, because there was this one song I heard where it was like a Japanese, like chick in the background. it was a dope yeah. beat, but yeah, that song, I was like, hold up, that sounds kind of like Jay-Z's what you call it, with the Annie. Hard Knock Life a little bit.
Well, no. The Hard Knock Life. Who makes my beats? Right. I mean, like, I produce most of them myself, and I'm inspired by a lot of different types of hip hop. So I'm pretty, like, open-minded with what I listen to. But starting out when I was really young, like 13, 14 years old, I always just wanted to be Dr. Dre. I love Dr. Dre's production. 2001, you know, like, come on. That shit was amazing. But I mean, I grew up listening to like NWA, Eazy-E. I had a lot of older brothers that corrupted me with really good music when I was real young. The first hip hop record I remember listening to, I was about 6 or 7 years old. And my brother was like, come and check this song out. And he showed me G's and Hustlers from Doggy Style with that Bow Wow skit at the beginning. So he was just kind of like, you know, you're a little kid, listen to this little kid. And that's like, I don't know, that kind of made me love hip hop from a really young age, and got into production and stuff from a real young age too.
I noticed the collab that you got with Rhyme. I'm sorry, Duke, brother.
No, you good? No, go ahead.
The collab with Rhyme Fest, of course, I know how that came about in Chicago. You was here, and you probably got in contact with people. But how did the Mac Lethal collab happen?
Well, the Mac Lethal collab happened over the internet. So I was in Chicago at the time, and I was messaging, I guess, people that I grew up listening to and people's styles that I enjoyed. So I reached out to him and said, do you want to do a song together? And he was having a kid at the time, so I didn't end up actually meeting him. But we made the track online, and I sent him a couple of beats that he liked. And, I mean, yeah, the Rhyme Fest collab as well happened in a real sort of organic way too. It wasn't my intention to reach out to him. I was actually in the Periscope Production Studios, which make the audio for Empire a few years ago.
Okay.
And I ran into Rhyme Fest because one of my friends actually works at that production studio.
Mm.
And he pretty much said, if you come out to Chicago, I'll film a film clip for you. And we were sitting there just sort of like devising ideas to do this clip. And he said, oh, we've got Rhyme Fest over in the next room. Do you know who Rhyme Fest is? And I was like, come on, do I know who Rhyme Fest is? So Rhyme Fest sort of like walked out of a room, and I walked out of a room, and I caught him at the right time. And I guess he was a little bit sort of stunned as to why an Australian was all the way over in Chicago doing what I was doing. But I just said, you know, I make beats and I'm working on a film clip here. Feel free to come in and have a listen to some songs. So, you know, went into the studio with him, showed him some of my beats. And before I knew it, he was like freestyling and doing all this really cool shit. And then he just sort of passed off the freestyle to me. We went back and forth a little bit. And then he said, you know, tomorrow I'm going to come through. I'm going to make some songs and meet me at like 6 o'clock at this studio. Let's do this. And I didn't know if he was going to come or not, because I mean, like, I'm a huge Rhyme Fest fan. So I grew up listening to this guy, and I was like, man, it's really, really terrifying, but amazing at the same time that Rhyme Fest wants to do songs with me. And the next day he came in and we made 3 songs overnight, and we were making music till about 4 a.m. And yeah, it was like one of the best experiences I've ever had in a studio. I mean, he is such a powerhouse when it comes to like his style and how he writes songs. I've never seen anybody write songs that efficiently. So I was truly blessed to be part of that.
That's what's up. Let me ask you, you said, you're 15 years behind the hip hop scene that's in the States. You know, how do you feel about the mumble rap that's happening here in the States?
I mean, like, mumble rap is a pretty, it's like a bit of a blanket term for a lot of music.
Right.
Like, I listen to a lot of stuff that is perceived as mumble rap, and some of it I like it. Like, some of it just bangs sonically, like the beats are good, or the mixing's good, or the hook's good. So I'm like, whatever, I'll ride with this. But at the same time, there's some artists that, like, you know, they make stuff that I don't really like either. But I think it is just a bit of like a blanket term that a lot of people do use. But that's just my perspective from someone who lives all the way out in Australia, right?
Yeah. Some music is entertaining just to listen to. Some is just, you know, you're not going to respect a rapper that can't rap, sometimes obviously.
You
don't
be like completely serious. Sometimes you just want to put a fun song and have a couple of drinks with your friends and not think about it too much. And I think a lot of that music kind of fits in that category. But I don't know. I'm a big fan of production as well. So I think if sonically something bangs, I really, really enjoy it for what it is.
So do you understand the radio play in America, right? like, you know, with certain songs.
Varying degrees to it. Well, I know you've got like college radio over there, which is absolutely huge, and we don't really have that down here. And then you've got your more like mainstream channels in every single city.
Right. Is so, you know, I was asking, do you know what, because, you know, certain music gets played more than others. Like the entertaining stuff gets played more than the, you know, the more thought out.
Underground.
Yeah.
True.
It gets played more. So I was wondering, do you have like a, do you have like songs specifically for like radio play? You know, where it's just entertaining. It's not, you know.
I mean,
I'm gonna say entertaining,
always...
but
yeah, I know what you're.
You
saying.
Know what I'm saying? Like, is it dumbed down? Do you dumb down some of your music for the radio? Is what I'm saying.
I've always struggled with that because I'm such a fan of so many different types of hip hop. But I mean, my tastes generally go towards the underground, like. You know, I grew up listening to some pretty hardcore stuff, and I still really appreciate that. So when it comes to me making my own music, I generally don't pander because I find that I'm kind of bad at it, and I don't want to come off like sounding like I'm forcing something. But when it comes to production, I mean, I'm a big fan of, you know, good melodies and good structures and good sequences and stuff like that. So I think the time will come where I feel comfortable to sort of make those songs, and if the radio picks them up, great. But I mean, the kind of music I make already seems to get picked up by the radio down here, which I'm really fortunate for. So at the moment, I kind of have found that sort of spot in the middle where it's like, people like it because it bangs, but it's not, you know, complete trash either.
Right.
Speaking of, sorry.
No. Go ahead, little sis. Go ahead.
So speaking of that, you're a producer, that you create your music, is there a way that you pull from both like the Australian sound and the sound of America? Like, do you pull your inspiration from both ends, or is it mostly from like America and our 90s music?
Good question. I mean, I listen to a lot of newer stuff as well in the States. So, you know, like I did obviously get into like 90s rap more so in the early O's. But I mean, I listen to pretty much everything. I think Australian hip hop does have a sort of specific sound, but at the end of the day, that is all filtered down inspiration from the stuff that we get from the States. So, I mean, I mainly, like 95% of the music I listen to is from America. But then I've got like, there's a few artists down here in Australia that, you know, I fuck with, or they've got good rhymes or good beats, and, you know, I'll like what they do. But I mean, exclusively, I try to sort of see what's going on over in the US, because you guys have obviously, like, you know, run that shit, started that shit, and you know.
So a lot of Australia's record labels are independent.
Yeah, well, we have Golden Era Records is probably like the biggest independent hip hop label that we have in Australia, which I'm fortunate to be part of. But then we have a couple of other labels as well, such as Elephant Tracks. Bad Apples as well, and yeah, we do have a very healthy underground hip hop community. I mean, in Adelaide, KRS-One came down and had 2 sellout shows here, which is 2,200 people over 2 nights.
Oh wow!
So we appreciate good hip hop down here still.
That's good. Y'all appreciate that. We appreciate the whole what we do over here. Let me. All right, now this may be off course or whatever. I'm about to ask you.
Go for it.
How do you feel about your girl Iggy Azalea?
I was waiting for it.
You know, like, because she came from Australia and came to the States, signed with T.I., and now, you know, she's like in obscurity. You know what I'm saying? And everything she did, you know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that? You know,
exactly what he just answered too, with the forcing yourself to sound it.
I'm trying to blend in a little bit too much.
I'm not trying to start no beef or nothing, but I want to know, because, you know, come from Australia, did she like represent, you know, you guys well, or what, you know, what?
I think the number one question that I got asked when I was living in America was, oh, you're from Australia, so you know Iggy Azalea?
As if Australia is just one small little circle.
Right. I mean, personally, it's not my thing. Like, I am more of a fan of hip-hop from this country, I guess, where people are more comfortable with using their own accents and not trying to create something that they're not. And I guess at the end of the day, like I said, it is hip hop, which was birthed in the US. So we are all kind of just emulating what we think is cool. And she's done the same thing, and that's got her a lot of success. And, you know, signed by T.I. And I guess being signed by T.I. is a huge thing. But personally, I'm not really a fan of the music. What do you think of Iggy Azalea?
Hey, she got a fat ass. That's
about it. I disagree with that.
Oh, my God.
She had a few, like, cute hits or whatever, but overall, like, okay.
It's cringe-worthy for me, man. I cringe her music, but it's not my kind of thing, and she's not making it for me either, so right. I understand, but at the end of the day, it's not my thing.
Agreed. Yeah. I'm with him. Yeah. I agree.
Agreed. So, what do you listen to in your iPad, iPod? What do you listen to right now?
I just listened to the Nasir, the new Nasir.
Yes, and sir.
That was amazing, but I'm kind of kicking myself as well. Like, you know the Adam and Eve track?
Mm-hmm.
I actually made a beat out of that sample and recorded a track over it 6 years ago.
Wow.
And never did anything with it. So when that came out, I had a bunch of my friends down here sending me messages like, dude, did you hear that new Nas? Like, he pretty much, like, jacked the loop exactly the same as you, which I think it was Kanye production, but it was actually ghost produced by Twice as Nice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, that's, I don't know. It's amazing for me because I'm like, sweet. Twice as Nice is digging in the same crates as I am. And I'm all the way down in Australia. That's pretty fucking cool.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, fuck, I should have released that jam 6 years ago.
Should have been to the Beatles.
That means you're on the same path, brother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed the new Pusha T. I thought that was like, pretty fucking amazing. ASAP was okay.
How do you feel about the beef between Drake and him? Drake and Pusha. How do you feel about that?
Entertaining as hell. I mean, I thought Drake was going to respond to a story of Addison, but
I wanted him to respond too.
You know, he did respond.
I mean,
to what
to say though? I mean, Pusha hit him with the showstopper. I think.
Yeah, he hit him with a. It's basically like he went down on one knee and is like, okay.
Yeah.
We still don't know if he's getting up or what. If he's gonna stay down.
Jay Prince got that juice, so he shut all that shit.
I was just
down.
About to say, yeah, Jay Prince was like pretty much telling him not to do that.
But that's bad for hip hop though. It's like let him die out there. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you're gonna fight,
Prince
let him
know
fight,
something
man.
That we don't. You know?
I don't care maybe. What he knows. I want I need to hear it. I need to hear a response.
It was a healthy beef though, man. That's for sure. And it was entertaining. Like literally the whole world I think was listening as soon as Pusha put that out. So
most definitely.
I mean, I think Drake did respond. He responded with that upset video. You know what
I'm upset.
Yeah. He responded that way. That was the best way he
That's
could.
Not a like, response.
Hey, I'm just saying with the regret, he made some people forget that he had a beef. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody
See,
forgot
that was his
me.
Way of saying, like, yeah, you coming at me, but I got all these people on my back. Look at my Degrassi family. Like, you coming at us right now.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Pushes everyone in Degrassi.
I'm sorry, K.O.
It's like, you ain't going to come to Canada, though.
Yo. No, I'm sorry, K, brother. What was you saying about what's in your playlist?
That's pretty much it at the moment. Pusha, the new ASAP was okay. I think I listened to the Pusher a whole lot more though.
Yeah.
That's really it that I've been listening to at the moment, man. Stuck on that new Nas, and then now that's just made me go back to Nas's back catalog and going down that wormhole once again for the millionth time, listening to a whole bunch of good Nas. So
you hear that? You hear that? Zoe Ball. He's still relevant, son.
What was I'm trying to think out of all of the Nas albums? What was my favorite?
I remember, hey, in high school, bro. I remember you. You was you, like you told me. I recall
it was written.
Yeah,
it was written.
Me,
yeah,
I remember you telling me.
I mean, Illmatic is Illmatic, though. Like that goes without saying. But
that's a classic. Period.
It was written had some bangers on it too.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? With all this rap beef going on right now. I gotta touch on this right now, and let me know how you feel about this, K. The 6ix9ine, Tashaki, whatever his name, 6ix9ine,
Tekashi,
yeah, Tekashi,
Tekashi. Oh my goodness,
people with cheap teeth coming to Chicago, going into the hood with like 12 cops, though, might I add. you know,
trying to call like, everybody like, out.
Like, how do you feel about this beat? Like, you know, do y'all like? Is there enough rappers in Australia to even beef?
No, that's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I said before. Like, I don't think like many people really want the beef. And I'm not saying like with me personally. I just think Australia is too much of a laid back place. Like, we have it too easy down here. Right. To almost have that kind of competitive edge. I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody came at me and released a diss track, and if, you know, they were at a level where I think that it would be a viable thing to respond and absolutely crush them, then I would do it without hesitation. But yes. It doesn't really happen down here, man. The scene is too small. Everybody down here is sort of friends with each other. And even if they're not friends with them, they would get discouraged, you know, on some J Prince shit to like dead the beast straight away. But I mean, yeah, it will happen though, because like I said, we're like 10 to 15 years behind, right? So right. I think it's only a matter of time before we see similar stuff happen like that down here. But we're not developed enough yet for that.
I hope y'all keep it on wax, no biggie, no pop stuff. Real talk, like, I don't want none of that happening.
You know, so what do you think? Just keep it peaceful.
Yeah. Like, do you think Tekashi's really going in, or do you think he's just talking the talk? Because that's the big speculation, right?
He's king troll. He's the king of all the trolls. He's like 50
Cent. That's what I think, yeah.
And the thing is, you can't separate his real from his fake. This man,
exactly.
He's got into it with 8 other rappers and squashed the beef. But I think him coming to Chicago is a different beast when you start bringing in affiliates of gangs. A lot of people in Chicago, we don't take that too kindly here when it comes out to our gangs.
You know, especially in Chicago.
And he's touching on some heavy duty, you know, some gang affiliate stuff. Like, he's mocking. And, you know, we don't want no more violence than we got in our own city. We don't want that to go outside, you know what I'm saying, and be broadcast like some crazy Biggie. No, this the East Coast versus it's New York versus Chicago type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Because it's a lot of cats that don't want to be seen. They don't want to be part of that. And you playing this game by picking with somebody who don't want to be in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chief Keef got shot at in New York, right? So he did something uncharacteristic. He walked away. He's like, I don't want this. You know what I'm saying? He don't want that. But, you know, 6ix9ine basically, you know, calling his name out, Little Reese, you know, and all the other cats part of that camp, you know.
I think Tekashi is just, he's naive. He's naive to a point, but
he
trolls, but he's also naive. Because to be a troll, you have to be naive to some things. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And I think the mentality of his, like, the mentality he has that basically no one's ever going to get him is a real unhealthy mentality to have, because one day when that happens,
I hope this young man gets his act together and just make music, man, because his energy is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's
interesting, that's for sure.
I be dancing to some of his stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, all right, but then you come on, man, just keep it, dude, do the music.
Apparently to just pull this kind of stunt in Chicago. It's like, what are your motives too? Because also while he was here, apparently he was giving people all kinds of money and like calling out the gang members like, oh, you know, I'm taking care of y'all community right now. Yet exactly. You come to Chicago and you disrespect us with like mad shit. Like, really?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, all our rappers, all our artists, like, yeah.
You know, like, we're not doing that for our own city. You know, and God forbid, like, I don't want that type of mess for Australia out there. Keep it music, man. Keep it musically. But I know it's the art form. It's like boxing. You got to get better. You know what I'm saying? You want the best, you got to take them down. But let's not go in like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree completely, man. I definitely do agree. I think beef should be kept on wax, obviously. But that's the whole, I think, facade about it, is the fact that Tekashi, like, really, really wants you to believe that he walks how he talks. Mm-hmm. And that's his whole shtick, you know?
He's like, you're dead stuck on proving a point, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he doesn't want to be wrong.
I think he's doing it just to keep his name a buzz.
But his name is out there.
Like, we wouldn't be talking about him right now if he wasn't doing some stupid shit.
Exactly. Because what new music does he have out? Like, he hasn't put out an album in a year.
Yeah.
Like the more he talks about other rappers or gets in like altercations with other people, the more we talk about him, the more he stays alive. Like imagine if the rapper Designer did that. You know what I'm saying? Like we would still be talking about Designer.
But, exactly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, look at the dude's hairstyle and look at how he looks. He clearly just doesn't give a fuck. And that's what he plays off.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm praying for the young man. I hope he's getting his act together and don't be stupid.
Yeah, I hope nothing bad happens to him. I hope nothing bad happens to anyone. But yeah, he's definitely in some hot water.
He needs to, like, kind of, be careful what he's doing right now.
Especially in Chicago.
Yes, I'm telling you. Okay, Kay, it's a little game that I created specifically for you, but I think it's just three questions. It's just one question, but it's three. Yeah.
Parts.
So yeah. So basically, I'm gonna say a name or a word, and you give the first word that comes to your mind what it is to this word. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Being that I hit you up on Instagram with the koala. First word is koala.
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus.
Okay.
A dingo.
Stole my baby.
All right. Marijuana.
Good.
Hey, Duke, Troy, if you want to add this, go right ahead. Because I got a whole bunch.
Oh, man. I got one. Really big knife.
Come on. <that's>
Wait. What'd you say, Kay?
I said that was too easy.
That was too easy. Alright. How about this one? Kangaroos, man.
Jack.
Alright. God rest his soul. The Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah, got taken out by that stingray.
Yeah, he's gonna take her out by the stingray.
Yeah, that's all you can say about that one, stingray.
Pretty much. Chicago.
Yeah. Fuck. Kuma's Corner.
Hey. Shit, fuck was good enough. You should have stopped it. Fuck.
And that was the game, y'all.
I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
Do you fuck with the Wiener Circle?
Oh, yeah.
The what?
The Wiener Circle. The cats that be cussing us out when we come in. Like, motherfucker, what you want to eat?
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't been there yet because I have a tolerance. Like, I would have to cuss them out back.
It depends what time of the day you go there. If you go during the day, they're really friendly. But at night time, when there's all those drunk people pouring out of Wrigleyville pubs and stuff,
that's when they get belligerent.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's the fun stuff. Yo, Duke, I thought you went with us. Like, it was a while ago. We went. I don't think you got out the car. You didn't get out the car.
Oh, yeah.
Where else, sorry?
Didn't go.
Yeah. Either you didn't go or you didn't get out the car. One of them. You know what I'm saying? But... I don't know if how basketball is down there in Australia, okay? But we have situations up here in the States with this basketball thing. And we have a superstar here, not in Chicago, but he's in San Antonio by the name of Kawhi Leonard. And he wants out. Duke, my man. Can you respond on that?
Hey, man. It's a curveball to me, but I don't know. I don't think he's a free agent, is he?
No, you got to trade for him.
Yeah, so.
He just signed that big deal like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so I don't know. Whoever has the money for him, they're probably going to go after him, but.
Wait.
I don't know. If he's requesting a trade, man, best bet for San Antonio is to either, like.
Lakers.
Give him his money or, sell him to somebody, the highest bidder.
Wait, quick question, Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Bogut, Luke Longley, Andre Exum, all three from Australia. Have you heard anything about these guys?
I've heard a bit about Luke Longley. I'm not, like, huge into the Australian Basketball League down here. We call the NBL. Uh-huh. But yeah, I have heard of Luke Longley out of those names, but I don't know too much though.
Isn't Kyrie from Australia?
Hold on, I got.
Not sure.
I got to see. I got. Who's
Australian?
Hold on, see, because I. That's a curveball right there.
I thought Kyrie Irving was from Australia.
I don't. I thought he's from California.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Nah, he's definitely not from California.
Kyrie,
I can't remember.
No, he's from Jersey. I think he's from New Jersey.
Nah. Not from America, man. No.
Hold on. Okay. Wait, you could be right, bro, because that's what popped up as soon as I typed it in. Wait. Yep, he from, what, Melbourne?
Oh, Melbourne, yeah.
Melbourne, yeah. Wow. Sydney, what's that? Yeah.
Australia, wow. Yeah, Australia. I didn't know that. Yeah. How you get over here?
To Earth, motherfucker? He's on Earth. What are you talking about?
He's on a plane.
That's how he got over there.
A plane, like everybody else.
He's on flat Earth?
Could have got a boat.
Yeah, it could have been a boat.
Like, how dare he travels over there some kind of way?
That's just something.
So is David Anderson.
So, who?
David Anderson. He's a fellow basketball player.
David Anderson. Why don't I know that name?
Right. Why don't I know that name?
I don't know.
Basketball players down here, and obviously the best ones will go over there because it's a bigger industry. But because our population is like 29 million or something, we don't obviously have as many good players as the States does.
David J. Anderson, he looks like he's a neuroscience doctor or something.
Yeah, he looks like he's just very...
Ooh, thank you.
Bless you.
Nah, but you know, Kay, brother, you know, it was a pleasure having you on this episode today, man. Like,
most definitely.
Yeah, you know, we gotta have you back on.
Thank
man.
You so much. Definitely, yeah. Ask me back whenever you guys want.
Hey, if anybody yes, can get please. Contact with you, how they reach you?
Check me out on Instagram. It's not notk21 k21. And I'm also on Facebook, pretty much every social media that you could think of. Clips up on YouTube. There's Rhymefest collaborations, Ryder, and Any Given D-Day is out now on Spotify and iTunes.
And to all your Chicago people, you got anything to say to them here?
Yeah, shout out to Adam Slutsky. Shout out to Jory, Pugs, K-Max, Mike Booth, Shadow. And everybody else that showed me love when I was in Chicago, living there for a couple of months.
Wait, I got a quick story to tell. I met Kay probably like 3 years ago, right? I met him at an open mic thing at the Subterranean.
Oh, and, nice, yeah.
And I told him, I said, hey, man, I like your music. And I said, what's your Instagram? And he told me, he said, hey, like for like. I said, what the fuck does that mean?
I can imagine him saying that.
I was like, life for life. At me, damn it. So, but when I saw him, like, he blew me away with everything. Also, yeah, check my man out. Like, his flow, his delivery, everything. And me and Duke was talking about this on our way to Memphis. We love delivery. The delivery has got to be on point. And
most definitely.
Man, yeah, hell yeah.
You got some delivery. And people, when I tell you, check my man out. Don't sleep on Australian hip hop.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No it means problem, so much. Bro.
Don't sleep on it, you know what I'm saying? Because if they 15 years behind, he told me this week that he was in the future. So, I don't know.
12 and a half hours in the 12 future.
12 and a half hours in the future. So, you motherfuckers better catch up, goddammit.
Sunday over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You guys got to catch
I
up.
I will. I most definitely will be checking for music from now on, man. Yeah. I like what I heard. I was enjoying myself. I was rocking. I like it.
I'm glad you like that.
So keep it up.
It's actually
man.
Pretty catchy and really good.
So. What's the name of the album again, Kay?
Any Given D-Day. And I've also got an EP called No Tracks Left Behind. And both of them are online. So Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff.
Look at that. See, he ain't on just SoundCloud, people. He's on Spotify, goddammit. So you get your shit together and y'all listen to my man, K21, man.
I'm on everything but SoundCloud.
Oh, shit. All right.
iTunes. He's on iTunes.
He's on iTunes. And I did purchase yes. his album. I didn't stream it. I purchased it. God damn it.
I saw that. Thank you.
No problem, brother. But
thanks for the support.
No problem, man. But y'all, you could be anywhere in the world, and I appreciate y'all being here listening to Preppy Boys World, the podcast. For my brother Duke, for my little sis Toria, for my man K21, we love y'all, man. Truly yours. Peace.
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 Goodbye.